zeggen de Erwin per Zijn Mishnah hier. We komen Arvin en we starten. Goed met Amayim en met Amela. Dit bij Rabbi Liet. Any type of food could be used for an Eretz Kumen. Or for Shittufei Mevo. With the exception of water and salt, according to Rabbi Liet. Somebody who's making an Eretz Kumen by putting some food outside the city. That allows them to carry 2,000 amas from the place where we put down the food. Any type of food could be used for the Eretz Kumen. With the exception of water and salt. And so too, somebody who's making a Shittufei Mevo to allow them to carry from the chazer into the mavoi. Any type of food could be used for the Shittufei Mevo with the exception of water and salt. Now, with regards to an Eruv HaTzer, only bread could be used. If there are a number of houses that open up into a chazer, and they want to make an Eruv HaTzer to allow them to carry from the house to the chazer. So they put food in one of the houses, and that makes all the houses into one. The only type of food that could be used for an Eruv HaTzer is bread. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, although only bread could be used for an Eruv HaTzer, but any type of bread could be used. You don't need to use loaves of bread for the Eruv HaTzer. Even slices of bread would be sufficient for an Eruv HaTzer, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, Kiker Hu Eruv. Rabbi Yeshua argues for Rabbi Eliezer with regard to an Eruv HaTzer. According to Rabbi Yeshua, only whole loaves of bread could be used for an Eruv HaTzer. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, any type of bread could be used, even slices of bread. Rabbi Yeshua argues he holds only whole loaves of bread could be used for an Eruv HaTzer. As Rabbi Yeshua is afraid that if we allow slices of bread to be used for an Eruv HaTzer, the members of the chassid that contribute toward the Eruv HaTzer's whole loaves of bread will resent the other members of the chassid that contribute only slices of bread. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, every single member has to contribute a whole loaf of bread for the Eruv HaTzer. Even if somebody contributes a large chunk of bread that's made from a saw of flour, however, it's not a whole loaf, that cannot be used for an Eruv HaTzer. Even though it's a large chunk, since it's not a whole loaf, it cannot be used for an Eruv HaTzer. Kiker b'iser v'hi shalem ma'arvava. However, somebody who contributes a small loaf of bread that costs one iser, however, that small loaf of bread is a shalem, it's a whole loaf, that could be used for the Eruv HaTzer as long as he contributes the minimum amount of a gregory, the dry fig, towards the Eruv HaTzer. So if he contributes very small loaves of bread, so he'd have to contribute a number of loaves of bread that would equal one dried fig. As according to Rabbi Yeshua, only whole loaves of bread could be used for the Eruv HaTzer, even if those loaves are very small, since they are whole, they could be used towards the Eruv HaTzer. A person can give a ma'ah, a coin, to a mercenary, to a baker that lives in the same mavoi, the same chazer as him, in order that the merchant or the baker will be mezakeh to him, will give him a chelek in the bread or the wine that will be used for the Eruv HaTzer or for the Shittufei Mevo, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, this person wants to have a portion in the bread or the wine that will be used for the Eruv HaTzer or for the Shittufei Mevo. So when the b'nei chazer or the b'nei mavoi go to the merchant or to the baker to buy wine or bread that will be used for the shita or for the Eruv HaTzer, he also wants to have a chelek in the bread or the wine so that he will be included in the Eruv. So he gives money to the baker or to the merchant, so that money will acquire him a portion in the bread or the wine, and he will be included in the Eruv, and the money that he gives will acquire him a portion in the bread or the wine that will be used for the Eruv HaTzer or for the Shittufei Mevo, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Chachamim, the money that he gives will not acquire him a portion of the bread or the wine that will be used for the Eruv HaTzer or for the Shittufei Mevo, and therefore he will not be included in the Eruv. And we have a klal mos and ankonos. The giving of money is not a kinyan. It does not acquire him the object that he wants to buy. The only way you can acquire an object and make a kinyan on it is by doing a meshicha or agbah, by pulling the object or picking it up. Giving money is not a kinyan, so therefore, that which he gave money to the merchant or the baker does not acquire him a portion in the bread or the wine, and therefore he will not be included in the Eruv. And even if the chemini or the baker gives it a gift, the bread or the wine, to the b'nei chazer or the b'nei mavoi, they give the bread or the wine that will be used for the shittah or for the Eruv HaTzer, the gift to all the people of the chazer or all the people of the mavoi, this person who gave money to the merchant or the baker will still not be included in the Eruv. The reason being is that since the chemini or the nachta received money from him, therefore, they don't have in mind to give to that person the bread or the wine as a gift. They had in mind that that person will have purchased his chelek in the bread or the wine since he had already given money. So even though they are giving the bread and the wine as a gift to all the other B'nai Chazar or the B'nai Mavi. Because that person who gave money, they don't have a mind to give it to him as a gift. They have a mind that they're selling that portion to him since they received money from him. And since the money that he gave is not a valid kinyan, he does not have a chelek in the bread or the wine that will be used for the Erech Hatzer or for the Shitubim of both, and therefore he would not be included in the Erech or the Shitub according to the Chacham. However, the Chacham would agree with Rabbi Eliezer with regard to anybody else who is not a merchant or a baker, that if one of the B'nai Chazar or one of the B'nai Mavi gave him money to acquire a portion and the bread or the wine that is to be used for the Erech Hatzer or for the Shitubim of both, that he would be included in the Erech or the Shitub. As if the person he gave the money to supplied all of the B'nai Chazar or all of the B'nai Mav with bread or wine that is to be used for the Erech Hatzer or for the Shitubim above, the person who gave money will also be included. As even though money is not kona, giving money is not a valid kin, but since that person is supplying the bread or the wine as a gift to all of the B'nai Chazar or all of the B'nai Mav, the person who gave money is also included in the gift. As only a merchant or a baker who generally sells bread or wine would not want to give as a gift the bread or the wine to the person who he received money from. As since he received money from him, he only wants to give it to him as a purchase, not as a gift. But a person who generally does not sell wine or bread, even though he received money from one of the B'nai Chazar or one of the B'nai Mavoi, he has in mind that that person would also be included in the gift of the bread or the wine that is to be used for the Erech Hatzer or for the Shitubim Mavoi. Shein Mar Bilad Amelami Daito. You cannot make an error for a person unless you have his consent. If somebody is supplying bread or wine and he wants to give a zakat to all the B'nai Chazar or all the B'nai Mavu, he wants to give it as a gift to the B'nai Chazar or the B'nai Mavu in order to make an error and include all the members of the Chazar or the Mavu, he cannot do so without getting their consent. This is not a continuation of the first part of the Mishnah. This is a new statement. When a person makes an error, he has to have the consent of the people that will be included in the error. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Huda said, when do we have to have the consent of the people we are making the error for? That's only with regard to an eruve tchumen. If you put down food outside the city, that allows you to walk an additional 2,000 amos from the place where you put down the food. In such a case, if you're making an eruve tchumen for other people in the city, you have to receive their consent. The reason being is that when you place down the food outside the city, the place where the food is placed down, that is considered their makom shbita, the place where they're residing for Shabbos. And they can walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the place where you put down the food. However, they cannot walk 2,000 amos in the other direction of the city. Since they're not residing in the city, they're residing in the place where the food was placed down. So they're losing the distance they can walk in the other side of the city if they're going to be using this Erev Tchumim. So therefore, since by putting down the Erev Tchumim, although they can walk an additional 2,000 amos from the place where the food is put down, however, in the other direction of the city, they cannot walk 2,000 amos. So therefore, you have to receive their consent since they're losing the distance they can walk in the other side of the city. But with regard to an Erev Chatzeros, that you can do even without the consent of the other members of the Chazar. You can be mezakeh them in the food that will be used for the Erev Chatzeros even without their consent, and you would include them in the Erev. The reason being is that you can do something that's a merit for a person even not in front of him, meaning even without his consent. And the Erev Chatzeros is simply a merit for the person. It allows him to carry from his house into the Chazar. He loses nothing by the Erev Chatzeros. And without the Erev Chatzeros, he cannot carry from his house into the Chazar. And with an Erev Chatzeros, that allows him to carry from his house to the Chazar. So the Erev Chatzeros is simply a merit for the person. So you can do it even without his consent, as you're allowed to do something that's a merit without the person's consent. However, if you want to do something that could be a chov for a person, that could be disadvantageous for the person, that cannot be done shelo b'fanav, meaning cannot do it without his consent. An Erev Tchumen is possibly disadvantageous for the person if the person plans on walking to the other side of the city. So therefore, an Erev Tchumen cannot be done without the person's consent.